Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you, chose that you should exist, chose you, consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
and you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. We're here every weekday night, by the way, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We talk about things here on this station that affect our lives every day in every way. Excuse me. Every day in every way. The difference is we talk about those things from a revolutionary point of view, and revolution is just change. It's different modes of change, but it's just change. And there's one thing constant in this world, it's change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change to help bring it in. You know, if you're on the front of change, you might have something to say to how about how it's shaped. When the dust settles. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, title is Flowchrona. Fluorochrome. And I'm sorry, fluorochrome. I'm going to spell that. And Delta dash Omicron. And that's not all, guys. 2022 has another disease for you. Yeah, it was in the New York Times a couple of days ago. That's a third flu coming your way in 2022. Oh, it ain't funny, guys, but it is. In a way, it's funny, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what makes it amusing. To me, there is a new virus, guys. That is described as a combination virus. It is a collateral virus. It's joined together with two viruses. That's right. That's right. The new one is called Flu Corona. Flu Rona, if you will. It's a combination of the influenza virus that we all familiar with. This is winter in my part of the world. And this time of the year, people get colds and flus. Long before there was a coronavirus, the news, our daily news, will tell us, will alert us to the fact that it is now, quote unquote, flu season, and shot clinics, clinics that do nothing but deliver shots. That's a new thing to me. I didn't know that. You know, in my lifetime, I've never known anything called a shot clinic. But now you got one-stop shop, shots, clinics. Anyway, even before there was coronavirus, your kid, your child, had to be vaccinated for the flu around flu season this time of year before even going to school. And it happened every year. But now we have corona. And so the news says that, and you can trust the news, can't you? And the news says that there is a new variant. I guess you could call it a variant, but it's actually a new flu. It's a combination between the influenza that you get shots for every year, long before corona. Whenever they announced flu season, you went out and got your shot, and you went out and got your kids shot so they could go to school. Well, now there's a combination virus. It seems that the coronavirus has combined with the flu virus. And the two together are making a brand new virus. You don't hear me. A brand new one is about to hit you in 2022. and it's called, and it's flu rona, called flu rona, because it's a combination between the common, not the common cold, it's a combination between the influenza, flu, and corona. Roll up your sleeves. Invest in pharmaceuticals. Because here come another shot. Oh, you got three already, don't you? If I'm not mistaken, most of you have gotten at least two, minimum, three, and maximum three. Well, I got news for you. Omicron is here, so you might have to get four. I got news for you. Flu corona is here. You may have to get another one. And the CEO, the chief executive officer of Moderna Drug Company, just announced that he believes there's a possibility that he's going to have to produce something for a Delta variant of the COVID, but it's called Delta-Omicron. The Delta variant was out before the Omicron variant of COVID was out. First we had the COVID, then came the vaccine. And in response to the vaccines, we got variants. The vaccine is trying to survive. I mean, the virus is trying to survive. And if whatever you hit it with, if it ain't strong enough to kill it, it's going to mutate or die. That's how nature works. A species, any species, if it cannot adapt to changing conditions, will die. Corona, COVID, has adapted. Not only has it adapted to a Delta variant, there's also now an Omicron variant. And the Moderna CEO, the boss at Moderna Drug Company, pharmaceutical company, said in the paper that there's a possibility that they might have to produce something called a Delta-Omicron vaccine. You know, I know people who are fully vaccinated. They don't have the two and the booster. They don't have three shots. And now they got Omicron. You know, they got the two Moderna shots or Pfizer shots, but they had to go get a booster. So that's three shots. Fully vaccinated, that's what that means. When somebody's fully vaccinated, they done had all the vaccinations. And now the brother got Omicron. But wait. There's a new one now that's a mixture between the flu that we're familiar with in the winter and Omicron and Corona, that's called Florona. They got a name for it already. And it's coming your way. Roll up your sleeves for shot number five. I told you that the CEO says he might have to come up with some, they may have to come up with a new vaccine for Delta, for something he called a Delta Omicron. That's two variants, the Delta variant and the Omicron variant, together creating a new virus requiring a new vaccine called Delta-Omicron. I'm quoting this guy, Delta-Omicron. Wait. That's a six shots. Now you up to what? No, I'm sorry. Let's see, one, two, three, four, five. Now, that's five shots. Hang on. The New York Times. At the end of December, said that they was killing chickens by the thousands. Why? because the bird flu is back. And they are having to destroy hundreds of chickens, if not thousands. You don't hear me. The bird flu is back. So maybe we're talking about shot number 6. So I did this show tonight. And I was just going to talk about the new flu corona, they call it, until I heard the CEO of a drug company says that they're creating a new drug for something they think is a possibility called Delta Omicron. Those are two variants that are now one disease, one infection. And before I could finish preparing and doing my research on that, what little research I could do on that to the newspaper, I run into the New York Times, and the New York Times says, oh, by the way, the bird flew back. Roll up your sleeves, baby. Roll up your sleeves. The pharmaceutical company's got some stuff for you. Oh, yeah. They're going to have some stuff for the bird flu. They're going to have some stuff for the Delta-Omicron. They're going to have some stuff for the flu rona. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't taken your AstraZeneca, those first two corona shots and the booster, they still got those out there. So you better go get those too if you haven't got them. That's three shots right there. But now it's the most stuff coming down the pike for 2022 that you need to be aware of. I don't know if you read the paper or the news, but the New York Times is reporting the killing of thousands of chickens. Why? Because the avian flu is back. You remember that, guys? You remember the bird, you remember the swine flu, the pig flu. You remember the avian flu before, the bird flu before. Birds were dropping dead, chickens were dying. You remember that? Well, the bird is back. And maybe the swine might be right behind it. Shit, I don't know. I haven't seen anything on the swine. But I have seen reports and data on these three. Roll up your sleeves. Pharmaceutical companies are preparing to help you out. You know they love you. You know they have your best interests at heart. You know a pharmaceutical company would never give you anything that would harm you. Right? Are we right? Are you following me? Are we good? Because you're backing up into these centers getting your shots, and you're encouraging everybody else to get your shots. You must trust the pharmaceutical companies. Or maybe you don't trust the pharma. Maybe you trust the government. Maybe it's the government that has convinced you that you have so much trust in them that you are going to get all these shots in you and your children. Which one is it, guys? Is it the pharmaceutical companies that you trust so well, or is it the government? Because neither one of them has ever failed us, right? I mean, the truth of the matter is, if we want to get down to the skinny, pharmaceutical companies has ripped you off every chance they got. Listen to me. In the news this week, if you read the news, I know... Don't watch the news. They'll never tell you shit on if you watch the news. Them folks are bought and sold a long time ago. That's General Electric. That's Westinghouse. That's, those things are owned. But the pharmaceutical companies have just called a recall of a drug for sugar. diabetes. What is it called? The secondary diabetes. What is it? Diabetes 2? What do you call it? Diabetes 2? This diabetes has been treated with something called metformin. I've seen it. I've seen people with it in their cabinets. I know it's out there. It's been approved by the FDA for years. It's been sold over the counter in pharmaceutical in pharmacies for years. And now it's causing cancer, and they're taking it back off the market. Metformin. If you don't read the news and you got some of that stuff in your house, get it out. If you're suffering from diabetes, type 2, and you got a prescription for metformin, dump that sucker because it's killing people. And so now, there was two drugs that are being recalled right now. But my point is, guys, and I want to make you aware of it, because some people don't read the news, and there's nobody's going to tell them, I don't think. And I personally know people who have metformin for sugar. Diabetes, type 2 diabetes. And so they should know, definitely. But that's not the point. The point is that those drugs have gone through all their trials, clinical trials. No shortcuts. Wasn't any pandemic. There wasn't any emergency announced when metformin came out onto the market as a treatment for type 2 diabetes. No, it went through all of the regulatory requirements for a drug. And it was approved by the FDA years ago. It didn't come out like this vaccine. It didn't come out like these new vaccines and treatments. It didn't come out under some emergency where they could skip certain routines. They can put it out in less than a year, which is abnormal for a vaccine anyway, the production of a vaccine. But because we were in a pandemic, ding, 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 and the emergency was going on, then you have to scrap all of that, and you had to get something out there fast to help people, to help people. I have a friend who is fully vaccinated, who has Omicron. He ain't being helped. He's in the hospital. He got 3 shots, baby. He got the booster plus the 2. And so... I'm sure they meant to help him, but he in the hospital. He didn't get corona. He got a variant of corona that's spreading like wildfire. And fully vaccinated people are getting it. What that means, what does that mean? That means that them vaccinations, baby, don't stop this variant. And in fact, it gave, you see, like I said, I'll say it again. In nature, you don't mutate for fun. Nature doesn't play games. If something in nature mutates, it mutates because there's a threat to its life. And in a species that doesn't mutate will die if it cannot adapt to changing conditions. It's called evolution. It's called adaptation. It's called survival. And the coronavirus has found a way to survive. All it had to do was variate. All it had to do was to vary. All it had to do was to create a variant. All it had to do was become Omicron. And it could get around your 3 shots. Now you're going to need a number 4. The Delta variant came out before Omicron. But it's all based on corona. If you look at the full name will be SARS-CoV-2. COVID-Omicron. COVID-19-Omicron. That's the full name on the bottle. That's the full name, guys. SARS. You remember SARS? COVID-19-Omicron. Omicron is a new variant from COVID-19. COVID-19 seems to be a variant from SARS, as far as I could tell. It's all in the same name now. Take a look, guys. Look for yourself. And so, the virus has managed to variate itself so as to survive. And so now we have the Delta variant. And now we first had the Delta variant, D-E-L-T-A. And now we got the, next we had the Omicron variant of COVID. COVID is still struggling to survive by changing. And he didn't, and COVID and this virus didn't wake up one morning and say, well, you know, I want longer hair. I want two or three more arms. I think that'll look nice. Nature doesn't play games. If it changes, it's changing for a reason. It's changing for its survival. And if the vaccine ain't good enough, baby, if the vaccine doesn't knock it out, it's going to find a way around it. And that's called a variant. Delta is a variant. Omicron is a variant. And if the Moderna CEO is correct, we may soon have something called a Delta-Omicron virus. Two together, working on you. We certainly got two together now. Now they're reporting that there is something called flu-rona, a combination between influenza, the flu, and coronavirus, the flu virus and coronavirus. Now, I will tell you guys, and I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I will tell you that on my radio show, back when they was having kids have a flu shot every school year, it baffled me because if it's a vaccine and they're immune, does their immunity is good for 12,000 miles or one full year, like a car? I mean, every year the kids had to go get the shot in order to go to school every year. And so are we saying that the immunity only lasts 12 months? And so I asked them, which flu? This was back when you just had flu season and they were encouraging everybody on TV and the news, encouraging everybody, it's flu season. Go get your shot. And if your kid's going to school, he needs his flu shot. So I had to ask, by the way, which flu is that flu shot that kid going to school there and that flu season shot that you keep telling me to go get? All you say is flu. Which flu? Is that shot going to cover me for the bird flu? Is it going to cover me in case I get swine flu? Is it going to cover me in case I get the Spanish flu? Is it going to cover me in case I get corona? Corona wasn't out back then, but there was swine flu, bird flu, right? Spanish flu. So I needed to know, I wanted to know which flu. All they told me to do was go get a flu shot. But I was, because it's flu season. This was before corona. If your kid's going to school, he needs his shots. He needs to get his flu shot. It's flu season, the news would say. Every year about this time, the news would be talking about flu season. Go out and get your shots. And so I wanted to know which flu. Don't just tell me go get a flu shot. Which, is it a combination? Is it a ball? Is it a cocktail of several flu vaccines all mixed into one? What is this flu shot? Spanish flu? Swine flu? Bird flu? They couldn't tell me. They just told me it was a flu shot. Oh. And I had to have it. And my kid had to have it every year. It's flu season, they said. Go get that vaccine. I thought the vaccine was to make me immune. Yeah, but it's another year now. And so they need to be shot up again. What kind of immunity does the body has that only lasts 12,000 miles of one full year? Like a car. It's like a pair of tires. Nobody told me that, oh, by the way, you're going to have to get another one of those shots every year. It reminds me of the high blood pressure medicine, people who have hypertension. It says that many of them say they've been given a drug they have to take the rest of their lives. Have you heard that? People who have high blood pressure are often prescribed a drug, and they're told, and I've heard this, guys, from people who take that. I don't take, you know, but but I know people who do, of course. And people with high blood pressure take this drug, and they tell me that they tell them that they're going to have to take this high blood pressure medicine for the rest of their lives. Can you get to that? Can you? I got high blood pressure. If I have high blood pressure, I have to take a certain drug for the rest of my life? What about before I got high blood pressure? And so, you okay? I don't have pills. I don't have doctor appointments. I don't have drugs in my house to take for, you know, drugs in my house. And so, in my medicine cabinet, there's nothing but vitamins and nutrients. I got zinc. I got vitamin E. I got vitamin B12, and stuff like that, guys. But I don't have any drugs and any diseases and any hospitalizations, any clinics, any appointments. You know, let's set another appointment. Come back next week. Let's take some tests. I'm not into any of that. I don't have to. I haven't had to. I'm good. So check it out. I have friends who've taken all this stuff. I know people whose medicines and cabinets are full of shit. And I imagine it's necessary. I don't know. But some of them got high blood pressure. Some of them got sugar diabetes, hyperglycemia. And I did a whole, guys, I want everybody to remember all of our shows are archived. That is to say that if you stroll down my site, you'll see an on-demand section. On that section is all of our previous shows. So anytime, 24/7, you come to my site, you can go straight down the page and you'll see an on-demand section in all of our previous shows. In a previous show, I addressed this issue way back, man. Well, I've done this several times since then, since Corona's come out. But I jumped on this flu thing because I'm saying every year, if I got to take a vaccine every year, I'm not immune. Temporary immunity. You know, it's flu season. Go get your flu shot, they used to say. And now, guys, that flu shot that you... It's known as flu season. It's definitely flu season. And so that flu shot you used to get every flu season, I guess you're going to have to go get that one now. Right? So what are we talking here? Shot number 6? We damned it up to 6 shots, guys. When does it stop? Are you going to go get 10 shots a year? Come on now. It's up to you Your health is in your hands, baby. Unless you're putting it in the hands of pharmaceutical companies, which you can trust, right? Or the government, which you could trust, right? You know, trust to do good by you. Come on, man. I just mentioned to you a high blood pressure drug, a high blood pressure drug called metformin. Was it high blood pressure or diabetes drug called metformin, type 2 diabetes drug? Metformin. I know people who got it in their house. It's being recalled because it's causing cancer. 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 That drug has been through all of the FDA tests, and it's been out here in the farms. It wasn't rushed to market. There was no rush to market. It wasn't a pandemic. It went through all its regulatory requirements, and it hit the market, went to all the pharmaceuticals and the pharmacies. And people have been taking them for over a year now or two or more. And they got cancer. I don't know. My mom died of cancer. So maybe I'm a little hyped. But metformin, if you got it in your house, get it out. Definitely don't take no more. If you're suffering from type 2 diabetes and anybody tries to prescribe you metformin, show them a news article. You can find it on the internet. I found shit. It's legit. Metformin is being recalled because it causes cancer. Gone through all of its regulatory requirements before it hit the market. Now we got some stuff out here now that we let slide because we had a pandemic. We didn't let it go through all of its shit, all of its requirements. And so I'm just saying. I'm just saying, maybe AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, maybe these, and Pfizer, maybe these drugs are not ready for prime time, baby, because it seems like the coronavirus has figured out how to get around them by variating itself, by faking them out and going around them. So it seems like we have Delta and we have Omicron as variants. Why would a virus mutate like anything else to survive? So it ran into an obstacle, a vaccine, and it mutated. It adapted rather than die. And so we got Delta and Omicron. And guess what they say now? Delta and Omicron's finna come together. The Moderna, CEO of Moderna, the drug company, says that it's a possibility that they're gonna have to come up with a vaccine that will deal with something he called Delta dash two together, make one name now, one virus. And oh, by the way, the flu and Corona has got together and had a party and had a baby called Flu-Rona. That normal flu, whatever that is, whichever flu that is you've been getting shots for before Corona came along. I'm sure nobody ever asked, I want to get my flu shot. Back then, nobody ever asked, oh, by the way, which flu is this shot for? Oh, just a flu shot, boom. But which flu? Why would you vaccinate me for swine flu when bird flu is out here? Why would you vaccinate me for bird flu and swine flu when Corona is out here? Which flu? Is it a cocktail? Did they take all the different flus and put them in one shot when they were telling you guys to go get your flu shot? It's flu season. Go get your flu shot. Which flu? Anyway, flu and Corona got together and had a party, guys, and had a baby, guys. The baby is called Flu-Rona. Hello. new vaccine, cash money. Put your money in drugs. If you're an investor, put your money in drug companies. They're the richest, man. They tell me these drugs companies came out of the corona pandemic last year filthy rich. 100%, 500% in some cases growth in that company's stock and value. Put your money in drugs, baby, because they're selling them. All they need is a new disease. And if they can get the federal government to pay for it, to fund it, and you got to remember, your money is helping to fund these drugs. These private companies are getting government money. And then they turn around and charge the government for the vaccine that we helped them build. We helped pay for their, we put money into them developing because it was a pandemic. Because it was an emergency, you know. In an emergency, all hands on deck, right? Well, some of these pharmaceutical companies refused to give the United States government the patent, the formula for their vaccines. You know, when you patent something, that means that only you can make money off of it. It's your invention. You created it. Good business sense means that you shouldn't make money off of it for anybody else. And so when the government says, how did y'all make that vaccine? They said, we ain't telling. Give us some more money because there might be another virus coming down the line and we need another vaccine, but we ain't going to give the federal government the ability to make it. We'll make it pay us. And so they're rich and richer behind the pandemic. Because they're hiding and holding on to the patent to make that money, baby. It's all about that money. And if you don't think the pharmaceutical companies will put money ahead of you, I'm not going to give you an example. I'm just going to tell you, you got another thing coming, baby. Yeah, you need to get out of the house and walk around the block a few times and find out some stuff. There's black people in this country who remember the Tuskegee experiments on blacks and other experiments, other things that were released into the air. Not by planes. They actually put it on top of buildings and released them. There are people suing the government for the Spanish flu in San Francisco and California because the government let some of that shit loose to see what would happen. Yes, they did. There's lawsuits against the old Spanish flu. People filing lawsuits in the 90s about a Spanish flu that was out back in the 1920s or something. World War One, just around World War One. And so trust the pharmaceutical companies, but get that metformin out of your house if you have type 2 diabetes and you're taking metformin. They've announced to make sure all the legal shit is right, to make sure they're indemnified, to make sure you can't sue them. They've announced, they're willing to announce, don't take that stuff. Now if you take it and get cancer, they can say, hey, we announced it, we told them not to take it. That's exactly what they do legally. The law to avoid lawsuits. You will see a beautiful drug commercial on TV. A man and a woman riding a horse in a bathtub, and they're in the forest, and there's butterflies and birds and sunshine and green. Oh, it's just beautiful. And then just before it goes off, they tell you this shit will kill you, by the way. Just before it goes off, you hear about all the side effects. But the commercial is just beautiful. You're going to run out and get some of that. Or ask your doctor for it or whatever. Just before it goes, don't change the station. Don't stop paying attention because by law now, and they wouldn't have to do this if it wasn't against the law. If there was not a law, they wouldn't bother giving you this list. That's why they saved it for the end of the commercial. That's why they say it so fast. It used to be called the fine print when it was on paper. But now they're on video, on TV. You hear a voice says, this shit will kill you dead. Not only will it kill you, if it doesn't kill you, it may cause this, it may cause that, it may cause this, it may cause that. Make sure you check with your doctor. They're covering all bases. So when you come with that lawsuit, they can say, oh, yeah, we told them. We told them not to take it. They took it anyway. It's not our fault. We're totally indemnified. And so, roll up your sleeves, baby. There's a new one out. 2022 finna bring us flu rona. It's already out. And according to the CEO of Moderna drug company, there may be something called a Delta-Omicron coming out. Those are variants that have got together and had a baby. Those are coronavirus variants. Those are two separate variants that are now, that the Moderna guy lists as one disease. Two names, one disease. Used to be two separate viruses. This bad boy is mutating all around whatever it is y'all shooting in your arms. I'm telling you, fully vaccinated people got Omicron. How does that happen? Well, there was a variant. Why do... Of course there was a variant. If you threaten the life of any species through the weather or anything, they're going to adapt or die. The virus adapted. And so you better go get another shot. One, two, a booster, three, Omicron, four, flu corona, Delta Omicron. Now they tell me, now the New York Times is reporting, look it up, guys, if you think I'm full of shit. But now the New York Times is reporting bird flu, avian flu is back. And it's taking birds out left and right. And they say they're killing thousands of birds, but watch out at these chicken houses. Thousands of birds cost money. And if you think they're killing thousands of birds rather than frying them and selling them to you, you trust the farm, you trust the bird industry, the meat industry, right? Trust them, yeah. Trust them that they ain't gonna sell you bird chicken with cancers and tumors and all that kind of shit. If we put a golden crust on it, you'd eat it. And they know it. So when you see what I mean, guys. Let me try to be specific here as I wrap this up. All the diseases that we've had in this country that were major in the last 20 years have all been identified as zootopic. Z-O-O. A Z-O, which refers to animal. Like the zoo, going to the zoo, Z-O-O, zoological, zodiac. Z-O is a Latin term that's going to refer to animals. So if I tell you that a disease that you have or that's ravishing the country is zootopic, I'm telling you that that disease jumped from an animal to a human. That's what that means. We know it was an animal disease. But somehow or another, disease that only affected animals. At one time, only affected animals. Is now affecting human beings. How is that possible? I asked that question, and I got an answer. They told me proximity. You don't hear me. They told me how close you are to animals. That's how you get a disease to jump. if you spend a lot of time around animals, let's say you work in one of these chicken industries where there's thousands of chickens in cages all the way up to the ceiling, damn near. Or you work in one of these pig industries where there's thousands of pigs pissing and shitting and stepping in their own shit. Or you work in a stockyard where there's thousands of cows walking over each other and bumping into each other. All right. You have to be around these animals. Proximity. You have to be in close proximity. You have to be near these animals for a prolonged time. And it's likely that you can get an animal disease, a disease formerly associated with animals, not humans. And so I said, yeah, how does it happen? Now, I'm in the city. I don't hang around animals, chickens, pigs. And then it dawned on me, and I hope it dawned on you too. How close can you get to an animal short of eating one? You don't hear me. How come city folks are getting animal diseases that usually jump from animals to humans because humans live around them and farms and shit like that? Because of proximity. And I ask myself, how close can you get to an animal to get this disease? And it dawned on me that you can't get any closer to a pig than eating one. You can't even get any closer to a bird, a chicken, than eating one. All the diseases that we've had in the last 20 years have been zootopic. Bird flu, swine flu, mad cow, H1N1, you name it. But you eat them animals. You love eating the flesh of dead animals. You were raised that way. I understand. But there's some dangers involved with mass production of your meat now. These animals are getting diseases. And a company can kill thousands of its animals who got the disease. Or they cannot tell you. Or they could tell you they're killing them. But that's a loss of money. But you trust that they're not going to go and fry that pig up. You trust that they're not going to go and fry that chicken up and sell it to you. Don't you trust them? Or do you trust the federal government to make sure that no hanky-panky happens? You better look after your own health. It's getting crazy out here. We're going into our call-in section, guys. I'll be right back. Let me give you a little music. When I come back, I'm going to open up my lines. I'd like to know what you think is going on here. Who benefits? Who wins in these games? We'll be right back. in. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. Guys, Blog Talk is here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All of our shows are archived, so if you miss a show, if you can't stay for a whole show, you can come back to this site and stroll down on my site, and you can hit all of my previous shows. And I've done several on health and vaccines. There's one called Vaccines Don't Cure Anything. Please read, go check that one out, will you? Will you, please, for yourself, not for me. I don't get anything for you going checking it out. Go for yourself and listen, man. Vaccines don't cure anything. The goal of a vaccine is to kick in, to excite, to activate, to get your own personal immune system working on that virus. Right? You know that? A vaccine doesn't cure. There's no cure for anything. There's no medication for any treatment for anything. Tell the truth, a vaccine is only geared toward exciting your immune system to go to work on that virus. But what if your immune system ain't about anything? What if you got a weak-ass immune system? What if you weak? What if your health is bad already? What if your immune system is, you know, you can kick a dead horse, but that don't mean it's going to get up. How about your immune system? How's that doing? Fuck the virus. Later for the virus. How's your immune system? Is your immune system? I did a whole presentation, several presentations called Know Thyself. And the very first one, I didn't get into anything esoteric or scientific. When I said know thyself, that ancient saying, I started with something very simple. How well do you know your body? You go to bed with it and wake up with it every day of your life. And the first time something goes wrong, you go to a stranger and say, what's wrong with a doctor and say, what's wrong with me? Well, shit, he don't know. He ain't never seen you before. It might be the second time. It might be a while since he's even seen you, if at all. How's he supposed to know what's wrong with you? You're the one that went to bed with you and woke up with you for the past 20, 50, whatever years. And you don't know? To me, that sounds kind of strange. I don't know. Maybe some people think that's fine because these doctors went to school, you know, and they got degrees in this stuff. And they studied the human body. Well, you got a human body that you can take home with you and study if you want to study the human body. Shit, you own one. And we can, me and you can't even have a coherent conversation on the digestive system or the nervous system or the circulatory system or your endocrinal system or your reproductive system. Me and you can't have that conversation, and you got a body and I have one. What the hell? I got to trust some private business whose reason for being is to make a profit. You don't go into business for fun, I don't think. These folks trying to make money. You don't know why you got to go take a, you don't know why they, you got to, why they got to take tests, but they're going to still give you a prescription. You don't know why you come back and those tests ain't good enough. You got to go take another one. Oh, we got to do an MRI. Oh, we need to do a biopsy. Oh, we need to do another test. You don't realize that that's just money, man. That's all that is. It ain't because we care so much about you that we really want to find out what this disease you got is. But we can't be sure until we take some more x-rays. $100 here, $1,000 there. Or we can't be sure until the tests get back. Or we can't be sure until we do an MRI. We're going to send you out here for an MRI. And when that test comes back, we'll look at that and maybe we'll know a little bit more. Well, we don't know. We might have to do a biopsy. You have to might have to take a piece of your breast or whatever and put it under the microscope and whatnot. And when them tests come back, we'll let you know another $1,000. Get out of here, man. It's money, baby. But you trust the doctors, you trust the pharmaceutical companies, and you trust your federal government, even though you know that them same three people, your doctor, the pharmaceutical company, and your government-approved metformin, and now it's being recalled off the market because it's killing people. It's causing cancer. But it's okay. Right. If the government says take it, if the pharmaceutical company says take it on TV, that's what those commercials are coming from, pharmaceutical company. If your doctor says take it, because you got one shot for corona. You got two shots for corona. You got the booster shot for corona. That's three shots. It's flu season now, so they tell me, every flu season, they tell me, it's flu season, go get your flu shot. Especially if you're elderly, especially if you're this, that, and other, and your kids can't get in school without their shots. Every year? Yeah. Okay. So you got to go get the regular flu shot, which we don't know which flu that is, by the way. I told you. I asked them. Okay. Which flu shot is this? Is this the bird flu, swine flu, H1N1, Spanish flu? Which flu? When you say flu shot, which flu? Tell of all of them? What's going on? Oh, no, it's just a flu shot. You got to take your flu shot. Which flu? Come on, y'all. Well, that's my rant, guys. I just wanted you to know. I just wanted to give you the heads up. As long as you're on the internet, go to the New York Times newspaper. As long as you're on the internet, try to find some primary sources. You know, if you go to college and you have to do studies and stuff, sometimes the only thing they will accept is primary sources. That's news from the horse's mouth. So go to some primary sources and ask about something called flu-rona, just got reported recently. A combination between A, influenza, they don't say which one, and corona, flu-rona. Here it comes for 2022. Roll up your sleeves, fellas, folks. The Moderna guy, the CEO of Moderna, said, oh, yeah, we also might have to come up with something for a new virus called Delta Omicron, two variants that's now one virus, Delta-Omicron. Look it up, guys. Find some reputable sources. That's what I have to do. I don't just go to some video on the internet. Reputable sources. The New York Times said just 2 days ago that the bird flu is back. These chicken companies are having to kill chickens, destroy them, bury them. That's a loss of money. Let's hope they bury them, guys. Let's hope for your sake them chickens don't end up at the chicken house, your nearest corner's chicken house. Your nearest KFC, Jack Purtle. Your nearest church's chicken. Your nearest convenience store chicken. Let's hope they don't show up down there. Because that's a big loss to take to have to kill thousands of chickens if you raise chickens for a living. Isn't it? But they're probably doing it out of goodness of their heart. They don't want you to get disease. So the bird flu is back. They say, this is 2022, guys. Get ready. Roll up your sleeves because they're going to tell you to get in line. They're more. I'm sorry, guys. But it ain't funny. But the but the Omicron virus that they just approved, 22 people, 10 have been refused to approve it. 12 of them agreed to approve it, so it got approved by the FDA. 2 people got it passed. And it's 30%. It tells you in the paperwork it's 30% effective. 30% effective. What's 30% effective means? That means if 10 of y'all are standing in line, 7 of y'all are wasting your time. 30% effective. If 10 of y'all standing in line, 7 of y'all, you pick which one, is wasting your time. But it got passed. It's going to get sold to the federal government to give to you. They're going to make their money. My show is a call-in show. We're down to the wire here, where we open up half of this show is set aside for you, my listeners. I'm going to be opening up my chat room. You got questions, comments, concerns, something to take away, something to add, put it in the chat. I'll respond to that chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. And I'll either respond in the chat, and if you like, I'll respond online so everybody can hear over the air. I have a phone number, area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. Call me. Tell me why I need to take 5 and 6 shots. If that's your position, I don't care. Whatever it is, call me. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. You tell me why thousands of nurses, you tell me why thousands of nurses are refusing to take these shots. These are nurses who came through the coronavirus days when it was hot and heavy, the pandemic last year. They treated patients who had corona. And then when the vaccine came out, they said, I ain't taking that shot. What's really going on? These are frontline workers. Thousands of nurses have been fired, and hospital workers have been fired. These are people who worked on the Omicron, the corona, during the heyday of corona. Why are they not taking it? Why they rather get fired? As bad as we need nursing staff, they're firing these people. Because they said, no, we're not taking it. I don't know, guys. Everybody's probably got their own reasons. Maybe religious. They won't let you do a religious exemption if you've been getting that flu shot every year. They won't let you turn around and say, oh, no, I don't want this one, but I've been taking the other one. Every year, my kid has been getting the flu shot to go to school. Every year when the news say, hey, it's flu season, go get your shot, I've been going to get my flu shot. Then you can't turn around and tell them, oh, I have a religious exemption against taking these injections, these vaccines. No, you don't. Obviously, you don't. You took the flu vaccine before corona came out every year. All the news had to say was it's flu season, go get your shot, and you got up and went and got. So guys, folks, my lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. Call me. You go straight onto the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. I got my chat room open. If you got questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. This part of the show is for my listeners. I call it your time to shine. I'm going to give you a little music while you decide whether you have something to say and you'd like to do it publicly. Call me. Let me give you some music, and I'll be right back. Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary, and we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you never know what the topic is going to be, guys. So if you're on my site and you look up above here top of my site, you will see a follow button. I think it's on the right-hand side up there. A follow button. Hit that button and you'll be notified when we're live. Across from that follow button is a share button. Please feel free to share this information with others. I mean, this show with others. All right? People who might be interested, right, in health care, public health nurses. Some of them are refusing to take the shot. So you can have some public health nurses listen to this and respond. I open my lines, man. I set aside a whole half of the show for my listeners. If people have questions, concerns, they can put them in my chat. They can call me and voice their opinion. I hear you. You got to get that shot to keep your job or whatever. But come on, man. You've taken three already. Here come number four, Omicron. 2022, they tell me there's a possibility that you might have to take three more. One called Flu-Rona. Flu-Rona. That means that the flu and the corona got together and had a baby. And that baby coming after you. Yes, in the papers. Also, the CEO of Moderna said they're probably going to have to come up with a new vaccine for something they call Delta-Omicron. That's two variants that they're now naming as one disease. And just the other day, the New York Times informed us that the bird flu is back and they're killing chickens left and right at these big chicken houses, whatever you call them, these chicken industries, poultry industries. All that money down the drain now. They got to kill all those sick chickens. Let's hope they do that. Let's hope these chickens don't end up at the corner store down there at the chicken house. Anyway, my lines are open. My phone number is 563-999-3531. Call me, you go straight onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say, and everyone will hear my response. You know, it doesn't matter to me if you're a medical doctor, if you think you know better, if you're not and you think you know better, or you know something that might add to this, you may something that might take away from this. If you want to get behind encouraging everybody to go get shot number four, five, and six, I don't know. When you get up to shot number 10, you think people are going to keep getting in line? I don't know. Maybe they will. Truth of the matter is. On the other hand, my line, my thing has always been, if you go through my archives, my on-demand section, you'll see me speaking to this as this stuff evolved all the way back to when they were making your kid take a flu shot every year. I used to ask them, which flu is that shot for? Bird flu, swine flu, H1N1, Spanish flu, which flu? They couldn't tell me. All they said was a flu shot. It's flu season, go get a flu shot. Which flu am I being immune against? Is it a cocktail of all of them? I don't know. They didn't know. It was just a flu shot. So I addressed that way back then. And then Corona hit. And now Flu-Rona. 2022 is finna bring us Flu-Rona. We talking shots 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. Roll up your sleeves, baby. They got you going. They got you going. They got you by the nose, and you following. And my position is not that you don't need a vaccine of some kind. What you need is immunity. That's the goal of the vaccine, and that's true. And the whole idea of the vaccine is so that you become immune to the disease. You need immunity. That's what you need. A vaccine is only one way to receive immunity. Yes, that's something called natural immunity. Yes, there's ways of transmitting immunity from a mother to a child. If you get a disease and you overcome it, you are immune to that particular variant of the disease. It's called natural immunity, baby. It's been around since there's been nature. But I know you think you're smarter than nature. I know you're better than nature. You're smarter. You went to school. You got technology. To hell with nature. You'd rather have artificial. A vaccine is referred to as artificial immunity. And you lack artificial. You lack artificial colors and artificial flavors. Yeah, you lack artificial. You live in an artificial world. Genuine imitation world. When people say, do I live in a simulation? Yeah, you live in a simulation, all right. It ain't got nothing to do with computers. It just got something to do with everything you got is artificial, fake, synthetic. It ain't the real thing, in other words. And you got used to that. Oh, yeah, you can go buy an orange drink. You will go buy an orange drink that ain't never seen an orange. You'll go buy a strawberry drink that ain't never seen a strawberry. Just look on the label, artificial color, artificial flavor. You finna buy something that's sugar and water and artificial colors and artificial flavor, and you're going to call that a strawberry soda. Or you going to call it an orange drink. But if you read the label, you'll find out that fucking drink ain't never seen an orange. But you're okay with that because it's colored orange. Tastes like orange. Must be orange. Must have something to do with an orange. No, it doesn't. Guys, this is 2022. The artificial shit got to go. And I know. I got family members who don't want to hear shit like about health. Who never walked in a health food store. They never bought a natural anything. They never looked on the label to see if it was natural or if it was artificial. They didn't bother. They're dead, most of them. Nobody killed them. They died from health problems. Because they live in an artificial world, and they go, that's okay with them until they're dead, until they're in a hospice. Until they're in a hospital, until they're being, what do you call that? They're being played with tests, hospital tests. Oh, not only do we have a test that we have to take, we're going to give you another appointment. I need you to come back next week and just go out there and have the secretary write you up another appointment. Oh, and by the way, that's going to cost money. But, oh, by the way, here's a prescription. Stop by the pharmacy on the way out and pick up this drug. Now, we still don't know what you got, so we're going to have to do some more tests. So we're going to send you out here for an MRI, or we're going to send you over here for a biopsy, or we need to wait till the tests come back. And if those tests don't work, we might have to do some more tests. Well, let me give you another appointment. That's cash money. That's cash money they make. And if you don't think they would put money before your life, baby, you got another thing coming. Good gracious. You got to either trust your doctor, the government, or the pharmaceutical companies. Which one of those people do you trust? For your health, with your life. You know what my thing is. Your health is your responsibility. You go to bed and wake up with your body every day of your life. Don't tell me you need to go to a stranger and say, what's wrong with me? Get out of here. you don't know what's wrong with, he don't know what's wrong with you. He's going to put a clipboard in your face, and you're going to sit down and tell him what drugs you're taking, what's your family history of this, that, and another, what symptoms do you have. You knew all that shit when you walked in the door. Now he's the doctor. He's smart now. Now he knows all. All he's going to do is punch all that shit into a computer, and the computer is going to add up a bunch of symptoms, and that's all every disease is, a collection of symptoms. And the computer is going to say, it might be this. We're going to have to take some tests. But in the meantime, go down to the pharmacy and get this drug. Spend this money. And I'll call you when the tests come back. We need to set up another appointment. Have a secretary give you another appointment, come back. Every appointment costs money, guys. You know that. You don't walk into a doctor's office free. So they squeeze in your little Medicare or whatever you got, your insurance, for every dime they can get. Do you know? Do you know that if a virus, if a patient comes in with the symptoms of Omicron, of a flu virus, of corona, or whatever, of just the flu, if they say it's corona, the federal government will give them some money to treat that patient. Aha. Uh-huh. If you say this person's got corona, the federal government will give you some money to treat that patient. If you're a private hospital that's interested in making some money. And I think that's why private businesses go into business, not for the public good. They go into business to ensure that their stockholders and shareholders make money. And they tell me last year they made out like bandits, 5,500% increase. So if you're an investor, guys, invest in pharmaceuticals. Look like it's going to be a hot day. 2022, we got three new diseases coming, they tell me. Flu Rona, a combination of flu and Rona. The head of Moderna said it could possibly be a Omicron slash Delta slash Omicron. And the New York Times said the other day the bird flu is back. Woo! Roll up your sleeves, baby. Shot number 5, 6, 7 is coming. You want to make sure you get them now. Because people who are fully vaccinated are getting Omicron. I know you've heard that news. I know you know that by now. You got your 3 shots. You got your booster. And now you got Omicron? Oh, we got something for that. 30% effective, approved by the FDA. 30% effective. If 10 of y'all in line, 7 of you wasting your time. Come on now. Your health is your responsibility. Take control of the health. I mean, if you ain't got lemons and limes and oranges and grapefruits in your house right now, that's on you. If your refrigerator is full of chicken and pork, swine flu, bird flu, pork, chicken, just translate those into pork and chicken. If you still eat the flesh of dead animals, be careful. I hope they kill all those chickens and bury them that's got the bird flu. That's what they said. Thousands of chickens are having to be destroyed. Well, they were going to be killed anyway, wasn't they? They weren't going to end up at the store alive. Even when they were healthy, they were going to be killed before they got to the store. So they're going to be killed anyway. Telling me that you're finna kill thousands of chickens because of bird flu breakout 2 days ago. 2 days ago in New York Times, thousands of chickens being killed because avian flu, bird flu is back. That's what the New York Times says, right? Said. So they're supposed to kill all them chickens. They're going to kill them anyway. That ain't nothing new. Then what they do with them? They were going to kill them. If they were healthy, they were going to die before they ended up at the grocery store or the corner store or your local chicken house. They were going to kill them anyway. So they're going to kill. So you're telling me that you're going to kill 6,000 chickens because they got bird flu. Don't tell me shit. You're going to kill them anyway. You were going to kill them if they were healthy. Now what? Let's just hope, guys, that they do something with them other than send them to you to eat. because that's how you get a disease to jump from a human, an animal, to a person. It's proximity, how close you are to animals. And you can't get no closer than eating them. I'm just saying. A plant-based diet would be a good idea to me right now. Wouldn't it to you? You thought about it? All the diseases in the past 20 years have been zootopic. That is to say, they have jumped from animal to human. And I asked, how does that happen? And they told me proximity, how close you are to animal. And I know you can't get no closer to anything short of eating it. That's close as you can get. My lines are open. I still got some time. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. My chat room is open. If you got questions, you got concerns, put them in the chat. Comments, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. Lord, have mercy. 2022 is coming, guys, and we got three new viruses. I hope you're ready to roll up your sleeve. Roll up your sleeves, baby. Put your money in the drug. They give me hustle on. Thank you. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we talk about the things that affect our lives every day, where we talk about those things that affect our lives every day. We just take a revolutionary take on them. This ain't the news, baby. We take a revolutionary take on them. Now, and we're not anti-vax. I'm not, Revolutionary Life is not an anti-vax station. If you ain't been taking care of your health, if you comorbidities, if you got a weak immune system, you're going to need some help, baby. You're going to need something. If you've been dependent on pharmaceutical companies, don't you, anybody ever remember Oxycontin? Pharmaceutical companies are still being sued for putting out this opiate drug, and not telling people that it was highly addictive. And doctors wrote those prescriptions. The federal government approved that drug. The pharmaceutical companies made that drug. And you trust them three people? With your children? With you? I'm just saying. Your health is your responsibility. If you haven't found out that vitamin E is one of the very first defenses against disease that your body has. Yeah, your immune system loves vitamin D because it helps them take on the disease right off the top, a virus. Have nobody told you that zinc will help strengthen your immune system? You must strengthen your immune system, guys, because a vaccine doesn't cure you. A vaccine is supposed to kick in your immune system, but if you ever kicked a dead horse, it don't get up. If your immune system is weak, If you are weak, if you haven't been taking care of your health, you're going to die. You're going to get sick and die. Hopefully you'll make it. I don't know. But your responsibility is yours for your health, not the pharmaceutical companies, man. They're private. They're in it for the money, not the government, man. The pharmaceutical companies got lobbyists. When the last time you took a representative out to lunch? When the last time you took a senator out to lunch? The pharmaceutical companies got lobbyists in Washington. And then your doctor, poor thing. He's gonna get a Viking cruise paid for by the pharmaceutical companies if he will just push this drug. If you know somebody taking metformin, tell them to go on the internet to a reputable source, not YouTube. Tell them to go on the internet to an evidence-based studies, to a peer-reviewed study, and it will tell you that metformin is causing cancer. And it was supposed to help you with your type 2 diabetes, so you can get rid of your type 2. It can help you with your diabetes, but at the same time, they found out it can also give you cancer. So it's being recalled, guys. So get it out of your cabinets. Look at your doctor like they're crazy if they write you a prescription for 2022, the year of the pharmaceutical company, the year of Big Pharma, slanging drugs, out here slanging drugs, left and right. And they tell me y'all got three new viruses coming down the pike. Roll up your sleeves, baby. You ain't had enough shots yet. You got the two and you got the booster, but hey, that ain't enough. I know somebody who's fully vaccinated. Healthy looking guy. Fully vaccinated. And he just came down with Omicron about a week ago, 2 weeks ago now. Oh, and don't forget, it's flu season. Coronavirus, all that stuff, it's still flu season. Remember that before coronavirus, it's still flu season. You had to go get your flu shot. So it's wintertime here. So that's flu season. And on the news, they'll tell you it's flu season. Go get that flu shot. So that's another one. So we're talking, where y'all up to now? 5, 6 shots? When are you going to say, wait a minute? I want to thank everybody who listened in tonight for listening in. Revolutionary Life, we just try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. And so when we heard about Flu-Rona, a new virus, we thought we, and in our research, as we went to reputable sources, primary sources, and secondary sources, the news, journals, medical journals, you can find them online, guys. And you can read evidence-based studies. You can read studies that have been peer-reviewed. And not only will they tell you that metformin is killing people, they'll also tell you that there's a new virus called flu, Rona. You may have to get another shot for that. So roll up your sleeves, baby. Roll up your sleeves for 2022 because the pharmaceutical company is getting their hustle on. That's all it is, baby. They're getting their hustle on. The head of Moderna said we might have to come up with something new because people are getting something that he called Delta Stash / Omicron. The possibility that they might have to produce a new vaccine for something called Delta, which is a variant of corona, just like Omicron, but now it's one virus now. They call it Delta - Omicron. Look it up, guys. Oh, and New York Times reported that avian flu is back. The chicken flu, the bird flu. Roll up your sleeves, baby. 2022 is here, and the pharmaceutical companies, it's the year of the pharmaceutical company. They tell me 500% increase in profit that pharmaceutical companies have raked in during this pandemic. And they ain't done, baby. Y'all got some new stuff coming. In 2022, you're going to need to roll up your sleeves again. If that's okay with you, go right ahead, man. Knock yourself out. Your health is your responsibility. If you put it in the hands of a pharmaceutical company, if you put it in the hands of the government, if you put it in the hands of your doctor, I don't know what to tell you. It's in your hands. That's what I need to tell you. Take responsibility for your health, baby. You go to bed and wake up with your body every day. For the last 10, 20, 60 years, you go to bed and wake up with that same body. And when it gets sick, you have to go to a stranger, a doctor, somebody ain't never seen you before, and say, what's wrong with me? 2022 may be the year of independence. It may be the year of us looking after ourselves and not depending on these people for their pharmaceuticals. If you ain't never walked into a health food store, if you ain't never considered eating natural and all that, if you ain't a vegan or a vegetarian or any of that, if all that don't make sense to you because you've been eating pork chops all your life, you ain't finna stop. Go right ahead. More power to you. But they tell me these animal diseases come from proximity to animals. Well, you ought to be clear then because you don't have any pigs and chickens around, right? You're eating them. How close can you get to a pig rather than digesting one? So if you're still eating the flesh of dead animals, just be careful, man. That's all I can tell you. It's on you. I got some vitamin E. I got some zinc sitting on my shelf, right? I got oranges, grapefruits, and lemons and limes in my house. How about you? I'm just saying, your health is your responsibility, man. Please don't leave it up to a pharmaceutical company. Please don't leave it up to the government. Please don't leave it up to a private practice. I want to thank everybody who listened in tonight for listening in tonight. This is Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host. I'm here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So that means I'll see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. You never know what the topic's going to be, guys. So make sure you hit that follow button on my site. If you're on my site, you can look up, you'll see that follow button. Hit that follow button and you'll be alerted when we're live. Across from that is a share button. Hit that button and send this thing to somebody who might want to hear it or who's into this kind of thing or who's listening for some advice, some information. I don't know. If you think somebody would be interested, share it with them, please. I want to remind you that all of our shows are archived. If you go to my site and scroll down, you will see an on-demand section. All of our old shows are there, and I've done several on health. And where I'll speak on this flu virus or vaccines, there's one you really should look at, and that's one called Vaccines Don't Cure Anything. They're not made to cure anything. They're made to kick in your immune system. But if your immune system ain't about nothing, c'est la vie. I don't know what to tell you. I'll see everyone tomorrow. Well, I won't see you. I'll be back here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I'll speak to you then. I thank everyone who listened in tonight for listening in. I appreciate that. I do. And I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm going to give you a little music as we go out, guys, and see you tomorrow. Take care. Good night. Buenas noches. O bono notte. Thank you.